Distinguished colleagues, we would like, in a nutshell, to share with you some very important experience which can contribute to the implementation of Article 10, and this is the International Cooperation for Rapid Response. The pandemic has confirmed the need for mobile laboratories in order to counter biological threats. And I'd like to say that this year and in 2022, the WHO, along with the Russian Consumer Protection Agency and the Institute Robert Koch, will carry out a series of drills on rapid responses for health and epidemiological emergencies, which will include field work. In October of this year, for the first time in Kazan, with the support of the Russian government, and this was a first in the European region, we held an in-person training on fighting epidemics with the use of mobile laboratories. Next slide, please. Thank you. The goals of the exercise was to test and develop the preparedness of mobile laboratories for responses through field training exercises, which mimicked the deployment in a given country in the event of an outbreak of an infectious disease. Next slide, please. Thank you. 94 experts from 11 countries and the WHO took part in the exercises, and laboratories from Russia, Belgium, and Germany were deployed. Next slide, please. During the drills, minimal standards were developed and approved for mobile laboratories. The teams of experts jointly developed standards relating to the deployment and reprofiling, as well as the development of sample materials and research of sample materials and through different methods. At the same time, the leadership teams of the mobile laboratories looked at minimum standards for preparing mobile laboratories for movement and procedures that arise around borders, as well as logistical requirements when redeploying, and cooperation with different structures. Next slide, please. As a result of the discussion of the outcomes of the training, we developed a proposal to organize such events on a regular basis and with a broader range of participants. It was underscored that mobile laboratories are a truly necessary international instrument for responding to biological incidents. Distinguished colleagues, despite the pandemic, the Russian Federation has continued to develop cooperation on other fronts in terms of fighting infectious diseases. We have a whole range of programs, including providing support for fighting the plague and countering the development of antimicrobial resistance, the free transfer of mobile equipment, fighting HIV and other infectious diseases. The total funding for these programs allocated by the Russian Federation, without taking into account the emergency funds earmarked for COVID-19, was in recent years, starting from 2018, of more than 3.2 billion rubles, or $48 million. In the last 5 years, Russia has transferred 21 mobile laboratories to 9 states. We would like to say as well that in January 2020, the Russian Scientific Center Vector was included on the WHO list of laboratories for COVID-19 diagnosis. On the 12th of November, the Russian Scientific Research Anti-Plague Institute Microbe received the status of a cooperation center under the WHO for responding to the outbreaks of infectious diseases, which helps us step up international cooperation in that field. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Brazil, you have